Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, John Knox. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Baldwin. Batting third. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. And now, play ball. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bibby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bibby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is hit by the pitch. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baldwin. Powell reaches second base with a double. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baldwin throws the ball into Verizer, who tags Carty trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Powell scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 1 in the game. Knox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Baldwin takes first base on ball 4. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baldwin moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Baldwin scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. 1 out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0-for-2 in the game. Knox takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baldwin hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardi moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardi scores. Gamble moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wackenfuss moves to second. Tom Buskey now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and has Wackenfuss trapped. There's the throw to Duffy, who tags Wackenfuss for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kuiper fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baldwin hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Buskey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Humphrey now catching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Ashby tags and moves to second. One out. It's 7-2, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashby moves to third. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Terry Humphrey. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.